More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, marriage madness. Are marital problems driving you mad? Wondering how to rekindle your connection? We'll help you create a more loving relationship. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're talking about marriage. As we explore marriage madness, those problems that are driving you mad in your relationship. I mean, look, we all have those things, those disagreements that are hard to get over, those topics that you don't see eye to eye on, those issues that you keep stumbling over in your relationship, or sometimes those issues are even more serious when you've experienced some kind of serious letdown or betrayal or hurt, and you're not sure how to get past it or what to do. Whatever the situation you're facing in your marriage, we want to help you create a more loving, healthy, holy relationship. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. And let us help you have the marriage that your heart is longing for.
You know, a lot of people think that marriage issues only present themselves as yelling, screaming arguments. And that's not the case at all. In fact, you know, that might not be the style of either partner in the relationship. And they never yell and scream. Sometimes that goes to a deeper issue of never addressing anything. Other times, you know, you don't want to yell and scream. You think you can problem solve it. You're trying to do it quietly and politely, but it's still just gnawing at you. It's that thing that makes you avoid talking about that thing with your spouse. It's that thing that makes you wince every time you know it's coming up, like paying bill day or having to deal with the kids about something or having to talk about the in-laws coming to visit or a million other things that can just make us feel a little intense, a little crazy, but maybe we're not addressing it. And there are other things that are real deal-breaker kind of things that you feel like, This is the worst thing that can happen, and what do I do? Because I want my marriage to survive this. It's across the entire board here, because once you get married to another person, it's two different personalities, two different sinfulnesses, two different upbringings, two different everything.
You know, and sometimes marital problems are brought on because of external pressures. Financial issues,
sure.
Infertility, problems with the in-laws, just external pressures that we all have to deal with and don't know how to necessarily deal with well. Other times they have more to do with the kinds of things you were just talking about, Lisa. You know, the fact that both the husband and the wife, you know, we're all broken, sinful people, and we all do try our best, but sometimes our best isn't quite good enough, and that leads to conflict and problems related to the way we, what our arguing style might be, the way our communication style might be, the way our, what our needs or desires might be.
The idea of what good enough even is, right? You know, good enough for one spouse could be, I'm fine with the salary that we were making in the house. I'm fine with dishes in the sink. I'm fine with the kids just going to bed whenever they want to. And the other person is saying, it drives me absolutely mad to have dishes in the sink. I want more financial security, so we have to work harder. I need the kids to be on a routine. Any of those things can be just a difference in style and energy that creates conflict.
And one of the most common things that we'll, you know, we'll hit up in counseling is, you know, where one spouse says, you know, the marriage is good enough as long as we're not fighting with each other, where the other spouse actually wants real intimacy and connection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so their mate is saying, you know, why are you making such a fuss about everything? You know, and that's very difficult to feel so lonely in your relationship because your expectations really differ so much. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Marriage Madness because we're talking about those marital problems that every couple struggles with that just kind of drive you mad every once in a while. And even those problems that not every couple struggles with but are maddening to have to wrestle with. It's 877-573-7825. And if you're experiencing some marital struggles these days, tired of arguing about the same issue, struggling to know how to overcome that problem you and your spouse can't resolve, having a hard time feeling understood, respected, cared for, or connected to your spouse, we want to help you build a better, more loving, healthier, holier marriage.
Well, Greg, you're talking about that feeling of loneliness when you're married. And one of the things that causes that very frequently is a difference in faith perspective. When you don't share the faith with your spouse, or you share it to different degrees, or your worship and prayer styles are completely different, and you just don't feel like you have that companion along the way, that person who can be there for you to uphold you spiritually and go deeper. And that can be really painful and can often, you know, be the thing that causes a bit of a crisis, because it's the one thing that you just don't really want to give on because you love God. Well, we're here for all of that for you today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Whether you're engaged, a newlywed, or have been married for decades, the fact is we never stop working on our relationship. And if we can help you make that work a little easier and make that connection a little stronger, let us help you take your marriage to the next level. 877-573-7825.
And if you have somebody in your life who's struggling in their marriage and you feel like, you know what, when we have a Catholic marriage, we as a church promise to help that couple live their Catholic marriage, and you don't know what to do to help them. You don't know if you should, and you don't know exactly what they need, and it's all just a little intense, but you don't want them to crash and burn. Well, we're here to help you with that as well. 877-573-7825.
If it has to do with marriage, we are helping you with it today. 877-573-7825. Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, the Theology of the Body was a series of reflections given by St. John Paul that provides a lens that enables us to see the Gospels, the sacraments, really all of Catholic teaching, in a way that reveals God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
The Theology of the Body reminds us that marriage is a sacrament. Sacraments are all about healing. You know, we hear that it's a sacrament, and we all kind of nod sagely, oh, it's a sacrament. We don't really think about what that means. But all the sacraments are about healing. In particular, the sacrament of marriage is meant to help men and women heal the wounds that prevent us from knowing how to love as God calls us to love. Building a good Christian marriage means being committed to a lifelong home improvement project. Christian husbands and wives need to ask God every day to help them work together a little better, serve each other a little better, handle conflict and disagreements a little better, and love each other a little better.
And the more a husband and wife have that commitment to growth and find ways to lovingly support each other in that effort to grow, the more they'll be able to create the marriage God wants for them. You know, that's what it takes to build a marriage that can satisfy the longings of each other's hearts and be a witness to the world of the free, total, faithful, and fruitful love that comes from the heart of God. You know, it's interesting. I was reading an article. This is a secular therapist. He's actually a sex therapist, who I absolutely don't agree with anything he ever writes.
Oh, mercy. Okay.
I read him so you don't have to. But I don't agree. Like, we are total polar opposites on everything.
Save our audience.
But he said something the other... He actually wrote an article the other day that I actually did agree with, and I thought it was very interesting. He talked about the idea of soulmates. That research really does show that there is such a thing as a soulmate, but it's not what you think it is. A soulmate isn't somebody that you just marry and then just live happily ever after with. A soulmate is somebody who's willing to commit to working with you to build the marriage that you both want together. The nature of that soulmate commitment isn't just that everything locks into place. It's that this person is willing to work with you to build the relationship that satisfies your souls. And I thought, what a wonderful take on that idea. And it's something that we've talked about here on the program, and we mentioned in our books as well. But not a lot of people really see it in that light. They think it's something that just has to happen.
Well, I think that's so important, because we really are given this perception through books for ages now movies, TV, that say it'll click. You've got that spark, you feel like you've known that person forever, and it will just work. Heavy emphasis on the it in the situation.
As if it was something other than you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an entity unto itself. And then if it gets difficult in a relationship, a romantic or a marriage relationship, suddenly we're saying, well, it didn't work. Or, you know, we must have read it wrong. Where... what you're talking about here is the idea of, okay, we think we've got a really good foundation here. We're attracted to each other. We have the same value system, on. And we're going to commit to working and getting the skills we need to make it work, to make this marriage work, this relationship work, us work together for the rest of our lives, because things are going to constantly change. I mean, heaven knows we are not the same people we were when we first got married after all these years, because you go through things together and all the challenges and all the successes help form you into new people.
And it's not just that you go through things together. It's really about how you manage those things. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you manage those things intentionally and consciously with an eye toward who you want to be and who you want this thing to make you into, or you just sort of let it, affect you. And that tends not to work out so well. You know, but you mentioned this whole idea of thinking of marriage as an it. You know, mm-hmm. I make the point in For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, that there is no such thing as an it in
right.
marriage.
Right, exactly.
There's only the husband and the wife making it together. It's not its own thing.
They're creating something together, whereas I think, especially in our Western world, we think of marriage as a separate entity that has power over us, instead of us saying we are going to create something together that we give all of ourselves to. So it's a very different perspective, a very Catholic perspective here today on More to Life. If you're struggling, if you've got concerns, if you're tired of arguing about the same issue, you know, we're here to help you overcome any issues that you and your spouse want to resolve here today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
The show again is titled Marriage Madness. If marital problems are driving you mad, you're wondering how to rekindle your connection. If you're struggling with a particular issue you don't know how to overcome, or an argument you can't resolve, or you're just having a hard time feeling understood, respected, cared for, or connected to your spouse, let us help you build a better, more loving, healthier, holier relationship. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877 573-7825. We're going to take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the gift of marriage, and we thank you for the grace that you give us in marriage to help us become everything you created us to be in this life, get each other to heaven in the next, and learn how to love each other the way you call us to love each other. Lord, each of us has love in our hearts, but we don't know how to love each other the way you want us to. And so through the sacrament of marriage, you teach us day by day how to love each other with our hearts, with our minds, with our bodies, in ways that glorify you and work for each other's good. But that's hard, because we're all broken and sinful people, and we struggle to know how to love the way you call us to. And so, Lord, we ask you now to teach us. We give you our hearts, and we give you all of our preconceptions of what it means to be loving or be loved, and we ask you to teach us how to live your vision of love in our marriages, so that the way we love each other with every part of ourselves glorifies you, works for our good, works for the good of our spouse, and helps us become everything we were created to be in this life, so that we can enjoy heaven with you in the next. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Marriage Madness, as we talk about those marital problems that are driving you mad, whether they're just the common things that every couple struggles with, or something specific and big that's happening to you. We want to help you heal those hurts, overcome those obstacles, and create a more loving connection. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sherry, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on St. Gabriel Radio.
Hi there, Sherry. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Oh, hi. Yes, I've been married for 36 years, and we have, you know, a good relationship, no major problems. Communication is the issue. I guess that would be the major issue. My husband.
In what sense?
Well, he doesn't communicate anything in depth. If I ask him something, he'll just say, "I'm good." You know, that's it. I'm good. And he goes to Mass with me every Sunday. He didn't used to when we were first married. He's not Catholic. But he did after we adopted our children. We adopted two boys, and I asked him to go to church to be a good example to them, which he did, and he continued. Now they're both now adults, and he goes to Mass with me every single Sunday. Has no desire to become Catholic, and you know the last time, actually, our priest sent out an invitation to all those who were attending Mass but not Catholic, and I thought, oh, this is wonderful. He's getting a letter of invitation. And, you know, he took one look at it. He said, well, you know, I don't want to do that.
Does he ever talk? And I know this is just an example, so I don't want to get hung up on it, but I'm curious, just as an example, does the conversation ever go any deeper about, you know, why or what his motivations are in that regard, like why he's resistant to becoming Catholic or what his ideas are about the faith?
Never goes any deeper. I don't want to push because I don't want to push him away, so I never push, but no conversation with him goes deep.
That's why I was saying I didn't want to get hung up on that one issue, but I understand that that's sort of an illustration of the kinds of conversations you have. So let me ask you this. I mean, what have you tried to do about this? Have you tried to address this in any particular way, or you just sort of tried to accommodate to it over the years?
Mostly probably trying to accommodate to it over the years because I don't want to push him away. I always have invited him, but never...
Well, so here, okay. I mean, I think there's a lot of room between not bringing something up at all and pushing, you know, and I think it comes down to learning how, really kind of insisting that he give you a little more than he is, and I'm not saying that he's, I don't think he's withholding because he doesn't want to give this to you. You know, sometimes people are raised in a way that it's either not safe to give their opinions, or they're just never asked because families don't talk about feelings or needs. You just get up and go through the day and nobody really cares to hear what you think or need or feel. And so what ends up happening is you end up with a person who's a decent person, who's a nice enough person, but who just doesn't think on a deeper level at all. They just kind of point themselves the day and go through it, and, you know, whatever happens, happens, and I don't want to have to think about it too much. And so we have sort of a lazy attitude toward life. But you know, the thing is, marriage is all about healing. And I know that, you know, he's not Catholic, but that's okay. He's married to a Catholic. And, you know, I should have asked if he were married in the church. But let's presume that either way, that this is about, you know, God calling the two of you to become everything he created you to be. And, you know, an unexamined life is not a life that is as happy and as fulfilling as it could be. And so I would really encourage you to learn how to push him a little bit more. And here's what I'm going to suggest to you that you do. I would love for you to take advantage of Marriage Encounter, because this is the whole point of Marriage Encounter is to learn how to do dialogues. And that's where you take a question and you write about that question, and then you respond to each other's responses. Basically, you summarize what you think the other person said, not just what the words they used, but the meaning behind those words, the feeling behind those words. You learn to empathize with each other and to communicate on a deeper level with each other. And I'd really encourage you to take advantage of Retrovi and that dialogue exercise and start doing it every day.
And if you say, if you're thinking, Sherry, he'll never go, that's when you use a little leverage, like, honey, this is what I want for my birthday, or this is my Christmas present. You know, put a little
push,
not in a temper tantruming, we've got to do this, you never do anything for me kind of way, but in that way that said, this is important enough for me that I want this to be my birthday / Christmas / whatever it is present this year. I really want this, so I've signed us up and sign you up without really negotiating much of it, because it's worth it. You guys are worth it.
Don't take no for an answer. You know, it's okay to, you know, to not push on a particular issue, but it's important to learn how to communicate, and you guys haven't. And after 36 years, it's time to learn, and I think that the Holy Spirit is really prompting you in that direction. So check out Marriage Encounter, WWME.org. Seek some good counseling to start learning how to communicate more effectively. But make that the thing that you push on. Thanks for the call, Sherry. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about marriage. And we're going to be helping you have a stronger, more loving, healthier, holier relationship. 877-573-7825. Stick around.
CMF Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry providing families nationwide with a better solution centered around whole health, spirit, mind, and body. Our members share their medical burdens within a faith-filled community. At CMF Curo, our members have access to a spiritual director, concierge services, and other health and spiritual resources. Find out if CMF Curo is a better solution for your family. Visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Vanessa Dunha-Garmo. It's tough raising faithful Catholic kids today. The values your kids are getting from school, friends, and the media are often very different from those they get from you. What's a Catholic parent to do? How can you encourage your children to stay true to their faith? Find out in a new free webinar hosted by Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. Join the webinar, Raising Confident Catholic Kids, on Wednesday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Greg and Lisa will share tried and true tips about how to become a more connected Catholic family so that your children will hold on to their precious faith they've received. If you're a Catholic parent, this is not a webinar you want to miss. Sign up today at CatholicHOM.com/webinar. Remember, it's free to attend. Again, go to CatholicHOM.com/webinar to sign up today.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about marriage today on More to Life. Joining us right now, Damon Owens of JoyfulEverAfter.org. Hey, Damon, welcome to More to Life.
Hi, Greg and Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what the theology of the body can teach us about healing marital conflict.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the most beautiful and also one of the most challenging realities, and I think that's why St. John Paul II began not only his pontificate, but really his priesthood early on in the depth of and the importance of these relationships that leads to marriage. I mean, he spent so much time working with couples, preparing for marriage, helping couples in marriage, going places that typically weren't where the institutional church or even the priesthood and spiritual direction and confession went, in terms of intimacy and really that healthy vulnerability, and also the journey throughout marriage that speaks about the conflict, about the frustrations, about the loss of hope, of whether or not the love we desire in our hearts can even be made. And the body itself, a theology of the body, if I can say that, the work itself is about healing exactly as you framed it today. And the healing first is our relationship with love itself, with God. And that allows us as an I, as a person, to enter into what John Paul would say in his philosophy, an I-thou relationship, that I can love my neighbor as I love myself, but first I have to heal the dignity, the value, the worth of what it means to be a son or daughter of God the Father, so that I can see another as another, and I can will their good in the way that Christ wills the other good. So see, it's all connected, and the healing is about learning how to love in a relationship built on love.
And I want to encourage all of our listeners to check out your website, joyfuleverafter.org, because you guys are running an awesome program right now to help couples develop stronger relationships. So I want you to, folks, go check out Damon and Melanie's website, joyfuleverafter.org, and find out what they're doing to help your relationship be a stronger, healthier, holier marriage. And then we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825.
What is the significance of the anointing oil or chrism during the administration of confirmation? According to the Catholic Catechism, when a Christian is thus anointed, he is marked with a permanent spiritual seal. Anointing in biblical times was rich with symbolism. Oil is a sign of abundance and joy. It cleanses and limbers the body. It is a sign of healing. Think of it being administered to cuts and bruises. It gives radiant beauty and strength. All these features of oil are present in the sacramental life. The pre-baptismal anointing with the oil of catechumens signifies cleansing and strengthening. Anointing the sick signifies healing and comfort. In confirmation and holy orders, the post-baptismal anointing with sacred chrism denotes consecration. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I love reverence. Wherever I go in the world, I usually go to visit the religious buildings. And no matter what I see reverence, awe. I've been in temples and mosques where I saw more reverence and awe of God than I see in Christian churches, even sometimes in Catholic churches. Oh yes, let me say it. And when I was a boy, Catholics were much more reverent and respectful in church. You never, ever spoke in church. I was a young priest. A man had a heart attack at the beginning of Mass. I stopped the Mass. We prayed for the man while the police were coming, the ambulance. They removed him from the church. He didn't die. Not one word was spoken. The police officers and the ambulance attendants who came whispered, respect. I wish it were true today.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. You may have heard the phrase, the family who prays together stays together. But you may not know that this is backed up by significant research. Based on hundreds of studies, couples who pray together tend to be 15 to 20% happier than couples who don't. In fact, the more often you pray together, the happier you'll be. In one study, couples who said they pray together a lot
were 30% more likely to endorse a positive statement about their spouse. Making God a regular, important part of your marriage relationship will help you have a more intimate, healthy, faithful marriage. And committing to prayer as a couple will enable you to show the world that the love that God shows you is possible. So today, ask your spouse to pray with you. And remember, God wants to change the world through your marriage. For more tips on how to have a God-centered marriage, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And our show today is titled Marriage Madness, as we talk about those marital problems that drive us mad, whether those are smaller issues, the kinds of things that every couple deals with, you know, those disagreements, those issues that you kind of keep stepping around or stepping in, that you're not sure how to negotiate well. And, you know, most days you get through it, but some days you just can't, and you're just tired of dealing with that. Or we're talking about a more serious issue that's affecting your relationship, and it's causing you to feel like you maybe can't trust your spouse or can't open up to your spouse. Whatever the issue is, we want to help you overcome those obstacles and build a more loving, healthier, holier, caring, connected relationship. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, one issue that a lot of couples really struggle with is parenting. Because kids know how to get under our skin, and we all have expectations about how kids should behave and what we should do and how we should respond to them. Well, Lisa and I are hosting a free webinar next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. It's absolutely free. It's sponsored by Ave Maria Radio, and it's called Raising Confident Catholic Kids. You know, we as parents are so concerned about the culture and about peer influences, but research really shows that it's possible to create the kind of home and be the kind of parent that is the strongest influence in your kid's life and makes your kids actually want to own their faith and live your Catholic values in everything they do. We're going to talk about what that looks like. You know, we've been working for the last 3 years with a team of theologians, social scientists, and with the USCCB and even the Vatican to develop this framework to help renew Catholic family life and help parents be confident Catholic parents raising confident Catholic kids. If you'd like to learn more, again, the webinar is free. It is next Wednesday, the 12th, at 7:30 p.m., and you can register at CatholicHOM.com. That stands for Households on Mission, by the way, but CatholicHOM.com/webinar. That's that last part's real important. So it's CatholicHOM.com/webinar. Free registration. We'll see you there next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. for Raising Confident Catholic Kids. Check it out. And with that, let's go to the phones and take your calls about marriage today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Liz, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey.
Hi there, Liz. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hello, Dr. Greg and Lisa, and thank you for your valuable program. I love listening whenever I can.
How kind. Thank you.
It's so important to live Catholic value and the comfort of our faith. I just came back from Mass this morning and the Rosary, and it's amazing, you know, people seeking out meditation and yoga and all that, but there's nothing like living the Catholic faith, thank God.
You're absolutely right, and especially the Rosary. St. John Paul II said as much, that it is the answer to all of those other practices that you mentioned. So very, very wise point. Thank you, Liz. What can we do for you today?
Well, I don't know. It's a weighted question. The short story is we all speak this way, but happily married. My husband and I are very different personalities, but we truly appreciate, respect, and love each other for who we are.
Okay.
We've had a wonderful 29-year marriage overall, you know? But there's a big but. I am a lover of hot climate. Mm. And as I'm getting older, more health issues and asthma and so on. And I was hospitalized last year for the asthma in the coldest day of January. And the short story is, made long, I really want to move to a very hot climate. My husband was open to it over the years, but we never took the plunge. And now that the children are older, I'm ready to just sell the house and move. And it sounds like a great plan to me, but my husband has some hesitation because he says, well, if there's an opportunity, we can't just pick up and leave. And I say, why not? Sell this house, buy a house, and let's start all over again. So it's
and when he says an opportunity, Liz, does he mean he wants to make sure he has a job wherever you move in this hot climate, that he knows he has a source of income, that kind of thing?
Yes.
And you sound like, now I'm not going to ask for particulars about your income, but it sounds like, you know, that is a thing that people need, right, to pay their bills. They need a job.
No question.
You sound like you think you have enough savings that you don't have to worry about that. So, do you need his income?
Well, I figure we sell our home, buy a new home. We have some savings. And immediately upon buying the new home, we find work opportunity.
And he just wants to switch that up. So is he looking for a job where you want to go? Is there any movement in that direction? Or is he just using that as an excuse?
He's a very independent person, and he's self-employed.
Oh.
And he's an artist, and his work is phenomenal, and he's a very humble man. So in answer to your question, he'll look here and there, but I know in the deepest of his heart, he's not really open to working for someone when he has been self-made and worked for himself for 30 plus years.
And is there a reason he wouldn't be able to do that? Like, you know, some jobs, like, you know, my job, I could do anywhere, right? But that's not necessarily true for somebody else. So, like, he wouldn't be able to pick up and move it to another place without having to rebuild his whole business?
Thank you for all your wonderful questions. Well, contacts would be an issue. You know how Joe refers Sam and Sam refers Marie.
Sure.
And over 30 years, you have those contacts.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Are you guys praying about it?
Together.
Well, the funny thing is, he was raised Protestant, but he's such a good man. He has accompanied myself and the children to Mass nearly every single week since we're married. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't feel the need to become Catholic. And I'm very, I sound like I'm boasting. I don't mean it that way, but like effervescent. So I say,
I hear the difference in your style.
You become Catholic and you could receive the Eucharist.
Sure.
So he said, well, I'm happy you're happy receiving. So
but Liz, I'm going to interrupt because Greg didn't ask you if he would become Catholic. He asked you if you were praying together about this and other things in your life.
Because you can pray together even if you're not.
And you can pray together no matter what his faith configuration is. You just have to, get together.
He may be praying silently, but I'm praying
but not
solo.
Together.
Have you broached that with him? Like, is he open to the idea of praying with you, or have you not discussed it before?
We've sat together, and I've talked to him about, like, inspirational things in the Bible and how, and he's always open to listening and asking questions, but as far as sitting together and saying the prayers together, no.
Okay, you know, Liz, I think you're compartmentalizing too much about your prayer life. I think that, we do all this stuff, this is how our life runs, but I have to get his 100% buy-in, and we have to pray in this particular way, and we have to get the background first. When we're talking about praying together, we're talking about you in your wonderful, effervescent personality that I just wish we could go out to coffee. You're fantastic. Just saying, okay, you know I want to move to Florida or wherever it's warm. You've got some things that you want to have happen first, and then without saying a word about can we, should we, anything, just saying, Lord, please, like, let just come into our hearts, tell us together what you want us to do, let us know what the prudent thing to do is here, what your plan for our life is, help my husband know how much I love him and care about his concerns, please let him be open to my concerns, and please just draw us to your will. Boom! That took me maybe under 30 seconds to say. And it wasn't a big compartmentalized thing. It was just your life together.
Yeah, we're talking about a different approach to prayer. The formal prayers of the church are really important because they teach us how to pray. and they enable us to go deeper in our prayer life. They remind us to pray about things that we wouldn't necessarily pray about if we just used our own words. Prayers like the Rosary, for example, or the Divine Mercy Chaplet, they're contemplative prayers that allow us to really reflect on the life of Christ and on deeper mysteries that, again, we wouldn't necessarily think of to pray about if we were just talking to God. But those more formal prayers of the church actually assume that we are having those heart-to-heart conversations with God. It kind of, those formal prayers of the church are meant to shape and form and deepen that heart-to-heart conversation that we have with God all day long, well, and that we have with our spouse.
With our spouse. So let me just put this in context for people who have never thought about it before. If the only time Greg and I ever spoke to each other is when we paid for a fancy restaurant with candlelight and no kids around, and, well, that would be deep and that would be beautiful, and it would set foundation for great romance in our lives. But oh my goodness, like what we'd be missing out on if we didn't talk to each other all day long, give each other a hug going by. God wants to be that ever-present spouse to us and be the number one person in our family, in our lives, that we talk to, not just alone, but with our spouse, with our kids, all day long.
So I think you need to start with this, Liz. I mean, I can give you some practical advice in terms of, you know, communication with techniques and ways to open that up. But I, you know, the problem with that is they're all techniques, right? And what I want for you is more grace,
and the opportunity, and the movement of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and the opportunity to really know what the Holy Spirit is calling you to here. And the only way to get that is to really start praying together. And I understand, you know, your husband's not Catholic, so he's not going to want to say those Catholic prayers. But if he loves you, and it sounds like he does, and if he respects you, and it sounds like he does, then I think it's okay to push a little bit on this and say, well, you know, we both have things on our hearts that we want. And we need to come to God every day, honey, and ask Him to help us figure out how to bring our hearts together. Because, you know, between my health and this dream I always had to live in a warmer climate, you know, and you know, your concerns that you have about work, and we don't know how to put all that together. But God does. And so let's pray about it every day. And then use that, you know, and to which, like Lisa said, you know, it's not, you know, we don't have to do a, you know, 56-day novena or even pray the rosary for that. It's just, you know, Lord, you know, we don't, you know, I know what's on my heart and my husband knows what's on his heart. Help us to know what you want for us and help us to take care of each other while we're figuring it out. And then you say, you know, honey, let's talk about our concerns to God. You know, what's on your heart about this? You know, and you say, you know, Lord, you know, that my asthma has been acting up and I'm just feeling so frustrated as the season's getting colder. And you're talking to God as if he was the person in the room who knew you best and loved you most. Because guess what he is?
Both of you.
And you talk to him. Right? Like that. And as you're talking to God in the presence of each other, what happens is the Holy Spirit pricks up your ears at certain things one or the other of you says that gives you different ideas and makes you kind of look into things that you hadn't thought of looking into before.
And the grace that God's giving you in that moment takes down some of the defenses that you both have up about, you know, staking out your territory and your needs.
Yeah, because you're not talking to each other. You're not trying to convince each other of each other's opinion. You're just talking to God, right? And you're listening to the person who's talking to God at the same time. You're kind of reflecting yourself on that.
It immediately brings in the virtue of humility that opens up our spiritual ears to God's guidance.
Now, I realize that this is probably a very different approach than you've personally taken and that you and your husband have taken to this whole thing. And you know, I realize that you and your husband don't really talk on this level. So it might be a little challenging to kind of go from the call to actually doing it. So I'm going to suggest to you picking up a copy of our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. And I'd love for the two of you to go through it together. There's nothing in the book that would you know, that your husband would be opposed to as a non-Catholic. It certainly does reference Catholic spirituality and Catholic prayer, but it would give you a way to develop a common prayer language as a couple and really invite God into your relationship so that he could help you discern this. Because without that willingness to defer to one another out of reverence for Christ, as St. Paul puts it in Ephesians, you're just going to go back and forth about your opinion and his opinion. You know, there's no way to really resolve this, you know, except by arguing about it for a long time, and one of you wearing down. Mm-hmm. The only way through it is for both of you to display that humility that Lisa's talking about and go to God and say, look, this is what's on my heart, Lord, and this is what's on my husband's heart. And help us to know, Lord, what's on your heart, and to take care of each other while we do that, while we figure that out. And then you talk about it every day. And you develop, you know, well, and he says, well, I'm concerned about this. Okay, well, let's look into ways that we could respond to that concern and make a plan.
And take it back to God and ask him to make it clear to us. You're just always, always bringing it back to, I respect you, I love you, I know you respect and love me. Let's bring this to God so that we know what he has for us.
All right, Liz, we're going to have to go to break with that. But again, I want you to maybe even download the podcast, okay, and play it for your husband and talk about what we're suggesting here, and pick up a copy of the book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. But I think this, especially because you found the inspiration to call in, I think this isn't just about, do you move to Florida or not? I think this is about the Holy Spirit giving you an invitation to go deeper in your relationship with God and deeper in your relationship with your husband than you have in the last 29 years. And I hope that you'll accept that invitation, because God doesn't want you to stay in this place where you aren't spiritually united with each other, that you're not seeking God's will for your life together. I believe that God is using this opportunity, this conflict, as a chance to go deeper in your relationship with him and with your husband. You know, because it's wonderful to have a, as you put it, effervescent Catholic faith, and to be devout and to go to Mass. But you know what? The faith is really about, when we go to Mass, we're supposed to be given the grace to come home and form our domestic church and live our faith at home in our relationships. And unfortunately, the faith hasn't sunk into your relationship very much. And I think it's time to let the Holy Spirit into that part of your relationship, into your marriage, into your home, so that your home really becomes that domestic church.
And too often, we sort of reverse the order that it should go in, right? We say, well, when my spouse, my unchurched spouse, converts, then we can invite God into our house. That's not how the early Christians worked, right? Nobody just converts because somebody says, you should become Catholic. No, you have to get to know God and develop that relationship more deeply and have that heart where you're just getting to know him, starting to experience the Holy Spirit moving in your life, feeling closer to the person that you're closest with in your life because you're sharing God together. And then the Holy Spirit can take it to a full conversion of heart, to the, you know, the deepness of faith, and even the conversion to, you know, full Catholicism. But the Holy Spirit has to be invited in so that he can move.
So, Liz, I hope that you'll follow through with these suggestions. And again, I know it's a lot. So pick up a copy of Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. I think it'll be a great resource for you. Again, you can get that at CatholicCounselors.com. or wherever books are sold. We have to go to break, but as we do, it's time for our scripture of the day. And actually, coincidentally, it relates to what we're just talking about with Liz.
It does indeed.
It's from Ecclesiastes 4:12. Yeah. Sorry.
Ecclesiastes 4:12. A three-ply cord is not easily broken. And of course, that refers to the two people in the relationship. Usually this is used at weddings. It talks about that married couple. The third ply of that cord is God himself. We have to be bound around by his love, his existence in our life, our invitation to him living in our lives together, so that we can't be broken by all the things that the world chucks at us.
You know, if you're making rope, right, and you have two strings together, you can snap that pretty easily. Mm-hmm. But that third cord braided in makes a much thicker and durable rope. And that's what the writer of Ecclesiastes is reminding us here, that a husband and a wife, you know, they can be snapped apart because of sin, because of our weaknesses, because of our struggles. But when you add that third cord of God into the relationship, into the heart of the relationship, and you weave God into everything you and your spouse do, that three-ply cord is not easily broken. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 7825. We're talking about marriage madness today. Those marital problems that are driving you mad, whether they're little issues that you get around most days, but every once in a while you kind of trip over it or step in it, and you're kind of tired of having to deal with that all the time, or it's a more serious struggle that you're facing in your relationship. We want to help you overcome those challenges that you and your spouse are facing that you just can't resolve that easily on your own. If you're having a hard time feeling understood, respected, cared for, connected to your spouse, let us help you build a more loving, healthier, holier marriage. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls on the other side of the break. Stick around.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
This is one of the reasons why Deacon Dom and I love to travel so much, is because when we look around, you can see beauty anywhere. You can see it in your backyard, for crying out loud. And we should every single day. But it's a very big world out there. And you know how much I love Italy. I have a whole website dedicated to it now. I try to get back there as often as possible for two reasons, because it encourages me in my faith, because the Catholic Church being there, and because of the beauty. There is something about the different regions and the mountains and the small towns and the villages and the churches. In every single little town has a church. And it could be in the middle of nowhere on the top of a very remote hill. But how did they get this church all the way up here? That in itself is a beautiful thing.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, this is Vanessa Denha-Garmo. It's tough raising faithful Catholic kids in today's world. How do you raise kids to stay true to their faith? Find out in a new free webinar hosted by Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. The webinar is called Raising Confident Catholic Kids, and it's happening on Wednesday, October 12th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Sign up today at CatholicHOM.com/webinar. Remember, it's free. Again, that's CatholicHOM.com/webinar.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about marriage on our show titled Marriage Madness. If marital problems are driving you mad, we want to help you heal your relationship. You know, in the few minutes we have left in the program, though, I did want to talk a little bit more about couple prayer that we were discussing with Liz. You know, I really take the stand that you can have a marriage of two Christians, but not necessarily a Christian marriage, unless you're really praying together every day. You know, and we talk about this in For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. You know, the whole point of getting married in the church, the whole point of Christian marriage, is saying to yourself, to God, to each other, you know, I have love in my heart for this person, but I have no idea how to really love them. Certainly not the way God wants me to, right? When you get married in church, that's what you're saying. You're saying, I have love in my heart for this person, but I don't know how to love them the way God wants me to. So I'm coming to this place, this church, because I want to spend the rest of my life learning how to love this woman, this man, the way God wants me to, the way that will really build us both up and help us become everything God created us to be in this life and get us to heaven in the next. And so we commit to learning for the rest of our lives how to love each other that way. But if you never go to class, you can't learn the subject, right? So the next step after making that commitment is saying, okay, we need to go to God every day and say, Lord, teach us how to love each other the way you want us to. And so, you know, if you don't take anything else from this program, I want you to get up every morning when your alarm goes off, and before you do anything else, roll toward your spouse and hold hands and say, you know, Lord, we give you the day. We give you each other in this relationship, and I just ask you to help me to be the husband, the wife that you want me to be. Teach me how to love my spouse the way you want me to, so that I can bear witness to the love you have in your heart for them. And you know, add your intentions, your concerns, but do it the first thing. And it takes maybe a minute, but it changes everything, because you're asking God every day to teach you how to love each other the way he wants you to, not just with your own broken human love. And by the way, we talk more about this kind of thing every day at CatholicHOM.com. That stands for Households on Mission. It's a new resource that we've created, an app, actually, that helps you create a more loving, caring, connected family life and a more beautiful, dynamic domestic church, especially by putting God at the center of everything your marriage and family life includes. So check it out, CatholicHOM.com, or download the Catholic HOM app in Google Play or your Apple Store. God bless, and have a terrific day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.